I packed up my computer and notes and picked up the stack of manuscripts, carefully putting Ashmole 782 on the bottom. Mercifully, Jillian wasn't at her desk, though her papers were still strewn around. She must be planning on working late and was off for a cup of coffee. "Finished?" Sean asked when I reached the call desk. "Not quite. I'd like to reserve the top three for Monday."
"And the fourth?"
"I'm done with it," I blurted, pushing the manuscripts toward him. "You can send it back to the stacks." Sean put it on top of a pile of returns he had already gathered. He walked with me as far as the staircase, said goodbye, and disappeared behind a swinging door. The conveyor belt that would whisk Ashmole 782 back into the bowels of the library clanged into action. I almost turned and stopped him, but let it go. My hand was raised to push open the door on the ground floor when the air around me constricted, as if the library were squeezing me tight. The air shimmered for a split second, just as the pages of the manuscript had shimmered on Sean's desk, causing me to shiver involuntarily and raising the tiny hairs on my arms. Something had just happened. Something magical. My face turned back toward Duke Comfrey's, and my feet threatened to follow. "It's nothing," I thought, resolutely walking out of the library. "Are you sure?" whispered a long-ignored voice.